Back now with Day to Day. Of course, the big movie news this weekend is the Oscars, but there are still a few new movies opening. From the online magazine Slate, here is Mark Jordan Ligon with our weekly digest of what the critics think. It's called Summary Judgment.
Okay, so Reno 911 Miami probably has no shot at Oscar glory. But the long-running Comedy Central series has its hardcore fans, and now those zany cops have made it to the big screen where they all go trekking down to Miami for a police convention.
I thought it was, what's it, 814?
Okay. Armed person on a rope.
Shoot.
I thought an 814 was arson.
No.
The nation's critics agree to disagree. Some enjoy the silly lowbrow humor, and some demand a citizen's arrest. Like the Village Voice, which complains the plot, stretched out to 84 minutes, feels like a dime bag tossed aside by a fleeing perp. But the South Florida Sun Sentinel might be showing some local favoritism when it calls Reno 911 Miami a movie that gives fans of the show pretty much everything they could want. And for any numerology experts who want to be challenged this weekend, the number 23 dares you to figure out the significance of... well, the number 23. Jim Carrey stars as a man obsessed with a book that could possibly lead to his own death.
My birthday, 2-3. Driver's license, social security number, everything. I was born at 11:12 p.m. 11 plus 12. It's like it's imitating my life.
The number 23 might be the number of tickets sold if the negative reviews are any indication. The Christian Science Monitor dismisses it as bleak and brackish. And the Minneapolis Star Tribune offers this thought: it is so cheesy, it is almost transcendent. But do not despair, for the astronaut farmer is here to save the day. Yes, Billy Bob Thornton stars as, well, yeah, an astronaut farmer. Actually, he's a guy who's forced to drop out of a NASA training program when a family crisis arises, but he refuses to let anything stand in the way of his dream.
Somewhere along the line, we stopped believing that we could do anything. And if we don't have our dreams, we have nothing.
The critics pretty much enjoy this old-fashioned drama, with many applauding its total lack of cynicism and harshness. And Entertainment Weekly shouts, the movie is so serenely in orbit that there's nothing to do but float along and enjoy the strange, sweet ride. Strange and sweet is right. Astronaut Farmer sounds like what a 5-year-old says he wants to be when he grows up. Look for the sequel, Cowboy Fireman, or the more realistic R-rated one for the grown-ups, The Alcoholic Accountant.
Mark Jordan Ligon is a writer living in Los Angeles.